then it's yeah, which is different, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it more about height? That's your view. That's my view. You know, fair enough.
But swing it.
But is putting out a view there where you know specifically it's just designed there just to react to bad things?
But I don't think many people do put things out just designed to make people react.
Because a little
but if you always know whenever you say there's nothing wrong with putting out things there that, you know, will get a reaction, is what you say.
You can just...
Yeah, no, there is nothing wrong with putting things out there that, will, you know, will get a reaction.
But what sort of reaction is it you're after? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you don't necessarily have to have an interaction. Just because something means people will have a reaction like doesn't mean that that's the reason it was posted.
Swinging the...
I know lots of things that I would say that would get a reaction.
At the mailbox.
But it's not... I mean,
where you really do feel like...
Within at the same time, whenever you say that about what's wrong with
miles. If you say... that's a typical left-wing point of view or something like that. Yeah, you're going to get a reaction, aren't you? but it doesn't mean that I don't think it is a typical...
Yeah.
For example. It doesn't mean that that's why I said it. I mean, yes, you would get a reaction. But, I mean, a lot of people send emails not meaning to get a reaction.
Why did it sound?
Get a reaction. Because... When you speak, when you're on, inevitably, electronic communication doesn't have the same. People can't joke.
Oh yeah, of course you can't tell the actual emotion behind it, which is why I'm always very aware on the internet that you have to be very careful how you say things, whether it's email, whether it's actually on a forum, because of that reason that things can easily be misconstrued. A blog post isn't too bad because blogs are quite slow. Forums are very fast, and forum dynamics, they flow so quickly that things can suddenly... tension can flare up and things can be very easily misconstrued.
I do see a lot of people misconstrue things on forums. I don't find it a problem that applies to myself too much, because if someone misconstrues me, I'll probably just ignore them for a bit.
And other people will
say, well, actually, I don't think you understood what he was trying to say. Don't need to get involved in a bun war over something that someone that hasn't understood. I mean, I might just say something like, you've completely misunderstood what I was saying. But I don't need to say say much more, really.
The whole way that people react on forums is a very interesting thing. Things I'm very interested about is community management and how to deal with users, and how do you react, and how do you moderate, and how do you engage with users whenever you know that they're solely putting up things just to get a reaction is always an interesting one.
Yeah. The idea of moderation just feels like more of a left-wing idea to me.
But
more of kind of self-censoring, you shouldn't say that politically correct.
What do you think... The word moderation to you, what do you think it actually encompasses?
What does it encompass?
What did I say? Say someone's a moderator on the forum, and you're like, oh, you're moderating. What do you, what's that mean? Say, oh, they're a moderator, they're moderating something.
They're deciding whether or not to, I mean, like, a bit of comment is free, whether or not to allow the comments to be
published.
But is comment truly free?
Sorry?
But can you have true freedom of speech on the internet? Do you have a right to true freedom of speech on the internet if it's someone else's website?
The laws apply. The laws of the land apply.
But freedom of speech on a private property. Freedom of speech on a private property does not apply. So it's my home. Do I let it happen or not?
Right. So you've got the approach that it's my living room.
You have the notion that the fact is if it's an internet website and you're making moderation. No one has the right to put up anything on that. Anything can be deleted.
That's how I felt about my blog. It's effectively on the landlord.
Yeah.
On the landlord, I decide what is and isn't acceptable. I don't like people insulting people on obituaries. I don't like people swearing at each other.
I don't know if it was the red one at the back.
It's like, that's just... But I don't sense of views.
though if it is someone that was left.